Good afternoon. This is the Alabama Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, we do advise that you disconnect so that you may contact 911. Can you provide the zip code that you're calling from?
35810.
If this is not a medical emergency, are you calling to receive information about being tested for coronavirus?
We're a clinical site, and we're calling for information. For the Huntsville area, just to see what sites we can refer people to.
Yes, sir. So the system is set up where we have to ask each individual caller different questions. So we can't just provide a lump information.
Okay. So it's really set up for individuals to call.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. That are actually having symptoms, not.
Yes, ma'am.
Say where. What locations.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Because certain locations you have to have a doctor's request in order to even contact. Some you have to do a telemedicine appointment. Some you have to call first. So different locations have different requirements.
Yeah, and so that's basically what we're trying to find out. Can you direct me? So we just want to know so we can know how to direct our team members.
Yes, ma'am. So have them give each individual patient the number. So when they call in, we ask them for their zip code. We ask them the same questions that we have to ask everyone. Are they requesting information in regards to coronavirus? Then we then ask them, do they have a medical physician that they contact if they're feeling ill? So there's a series of questions that we have to ask.
Any other questions you want to ask?
Well, as a provider here in the clinic for our team members, can I write the order as a nurse practitioner? Can I refer them for testing?
Yes, and so they won't actually receive testing here. So when each patient calls in, they may have different zip codes. So we have to ask them the zip code, so that narrows down everything. We then ask them, are they receiving information, recalling just to receive information about being tested, nothing else. Then after that, we ask them if they have a physician or a nurse practitioner or any medical facility they normally go to when they're feeling ill. As I said, there's a series of questions we have to ask each individual. So it's not as if we have a blanket, let's say 250 locations to go through to provide that information.
How about the closest places for testing right here close to our plant? Convenient testing.
It's not in regards to where the patient is at that time. It's their zip code. That's where it's set up from. So we can't input a particular address. That's why we ask each person that calls in what zip code.
All right. Okay. So it has to be Huntsville Hospital for 35805.
Okay, so we'll go through all the questions we have to ask. If this is not a medical emergency, are you calling to receive information about being tested for coronavirus?
Yes.
Do you have a physician that you call when you're normally feeling ill?
Yes.
Have you been in contact with that physician's office?
No.
Are you requesting testing facilities for someone below or above the age of 21?
Above.
So then that's when we would provide that information.
Okay. All right. And then, but you would, after that, out then they would have to give you a zip code?
Yes, ma'am. Each individual patient, when they call in, provides their zip code. Because then that generates what area to provide the information in regards to.
Okay.
So if the zip code is this location, 358-10, what testing site would you recommend?
So then we still have to ask them that individual patient those individual questions. We don't just provide a lump information. So if we have 200 facilities, we don't just give out that information. It's routed in regards to their particular zip code.
Thank you very much. I think that's all then.
Uh-huh. All right. Well, thank you very much.
Yes, ma'am. My name is Monique. Do you be safe?
Mm-hmm. You too.